Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's great to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. I hope you will be encouraged, uplifted, and inspired in your training. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. It is 7:30 Thursday evening, and I'm out walking Odie. I went running this morning and attempted to, actually I did record a good portion of it, but the only problem is I had the recorder on a setting that did not work. The audio had a hiss in it. It was too much sensitivity for the mic, and since then I've corrected that, and also I'm trying out a windscreen. So as I'm walking Odie this evening, about 7:30, it's a beautiful sunset. We had a shower of rain a little bit earlier. We've been in an unsteady period. The week coming up, and what will be in the podcast to come. I've got a race this Saturday, a 5K, and the race is held at Westchester Day School. It's a private school out in the country, probably 5 or 6 miles from here, something like that. And it's a 5K, and it is in memory or honor of someone. I think it's in memory of a former teacher who passed away, and I'm not sure of the circumstances of his death. But it raises money for the boosters or something like that. And so I've never run it, but I am looking forward to it. Odie, hush. Hey. Odie. Enough. Come on. So, anyway, he was barking at a neighbor. Someone I don't know. That will be Saturday. Probably we'll try to get a run in early in the week, Monday, perhaps. No later than Monday, hopefully. Tuesday. And from that point, we'll, come on, Eddie. We'll try to attempt to record then, running, and share some thoughts, share some ideas about what I hope to do with the podcast. But for right now, just want to get it going. I'm looking forward to it. And so far, it has been very rewarding. And this will be, of course, episode 2. Episode 1 being out. And if you haven't checked out episode 1, I encourage you to do so. Episode 1 dealt with volunteering and the North Carolina Marathon, which was a lot of fun. And there is a link to the North Carolina Marathon on my blog page, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can go there, see the information about the winner of the race. He ran 2 hours, 45 minutes and change. John Benoit Samuelson actually won the overall half marathon. And I think the event was a big boost for High Point as far as, not prestige, what's the word, as far as getting word out about our city. High Point is a city of about 80,000, something like that. It's a nice city when you think of a small to mid-sized southern town. I think High Point would fit the bill. We're nestled in the Piedmont Triad of North Carolina. Other big cities very close by are Greensboro, which I did mention last episode about the former home of the North Carolina Marathon. Winston-Salem is about 20 miles from here. which Winston, I think behind Charlotte and Raleigh, Winston might be the third biggest city in the state. And of course, Greensboro is up there as well, and Wilmington, which is down east. But High Point, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, they're all here. And we are smack dab almost in the middle of the state. So what I'm going to do the next run is tell you a little bit about the format of what I think this podcast will be. And I just want to encourage you. I want this to be a two-way conversation. While I can't talk to you personally, well, I can, but you can't talk back. You can email me. You can comment. You can do lots of those kind of things, and so I definitely want to hear from you. But hopefully we'll be able to give you a race update here in just a second. 5K, I don't know what my time will be. The last time I had what I call a breakthrough race, for me at least, not setting the world on fire, but very good race. I don't know if I can repeat that Saturday or not, but we shall see. Here we are in the gym getting ready for the 5K morning run race. It is about 20 after 8. I'm in line picking up my packet. It's going to be warm today, probably 70 to 75 at race start, sunny. Course looks pretty hilly, good downhill the last mile or so. Don't know about from there, but Kavanaugh with a C.
Oh, the fun run.
Roll.
All righty.
Patrick Williford.
Adult medium.
Oh, where are the restrooms?
That door right straight ahead. Before you go out, the one right there to the right of it. Yeah.
Medium.
Adult what? Medium. And let me give you your number.
Okay. That's for men and women both.
Hello, Libby. Coffee coupon?
For McDonald's, absolutely. Thank you. Thanks. Hey, hello. One question to start. Is it there when the finish is?
So we're going outside. Yeah, they'll say.
Okay. Coach Horst and Toby Draw.
All right, we picked up our information t-shirt. And we're going to see how it goes here. See if we can locate a restroom. I'm not sure which is which. I'm not sure which one is which. Kids just started 8:30. The kids' fun run. They're going to run several laps around the soccer field. Given a lot of directions, but they're young kids, so I don't know how much of it they're going to remember. But
great job, guys! Keep it going!
Anyway, they're moving. Stretched out. I'm here today, and Cindy, my wife, and her parents, JW and Sadie, are with us. Got a beautiful spot here next to the soccer field. The race will finish on the soccer field. Some, not large trees, but some trees are providing shade. There is a nice breeze. So that feels really, really good. Hopefully it'll still feel that way in 30 minutes. But I don't know how many are registered for the 5K, but pretty good size. Westchester Day School is a private school in High Point, but it's out in the country.
All right, here we go. Come on, guys.
Been by this road that leads to it off the highway many times driving and saw the sign for the school. Never knew such a beautiful campus was here. My assumption is it goes from K through maybe 12th grade, but I'm not sure. So anyway, we're going to get ready to race here in a few minutes, and due to the heat, I don't know how we'll do, but we'll see. I'm thinking I might, I don't know, I'd love to break 23, but ran just under 23 last time. I don't know if I'll do it today with the heat. And this course seems to be a bit hilly. Other than the end, there's a good straightaway where you come into the main entrance to the school. So we shall see. We'll give you a report. All right, I'm actually running a bit of a
warm up before the race. Try to go about maybe 5 minutes, get limbered up a little bit. This is actually the first time I've recorded while I was running the mic that I have to use. I didn't bring it today, but that's okay. In spite of the sun, there seems to be a good bit of shade on the course, and as I said, it's good and breezy as well. So I'm just going to run 5 minutes maybe. We're about 12 minutes, 13 minutes from the start. I just had the kids race, which was 3 1/4 laps, I think they said, around the couple of soccer fields that are together. And I can tell the part that I'm running right now is actually toward the end of the course, but I'm running it backwards. And I know I just went down a hill toward the end, so this course is not going to be flat. Although there is a good hill coming down from the main highway. Anyway, the next report I give is going to be after this race is over. Again, I don't know what the time's going to be like, any of that, but we will give it our best shot. And with the heat, I just don't know, but we'll see. And I know 75 and sunshine is relative to some races where temperature is a lot higher and where you have higher humidity than we seem to have today. So we'll give you a report in a bit. Wish me luck. Okay, I've been finished for maybe 5 minutes. Hey, Cindy.
Hey.
She took a few pictures. Maybe we'll get those on the blog. Unofficially, I ran 23:01. I was dying. I felt good, but I could not have gone another half a mile. My first split was 7:15. My second was 8:40. Excuse me, 15:40. So I slowed down. Finished at 23:01 unofficially. Don't know what pace that averages out to, but we'll find out. Plus, there should be a link off and running who does a lot of official race measuring around here. They measured, they timed it, so I can go back on the web and check that, and I'll put a link as well. Good race, very warm. See, one kid's pretty sick, dry heaves. Took water at the 2 mile mark just before it, threw some on my head, took a couple of gulps, almost got strangled, but kept going. So don't know that I placed, but we'll see. We'll be right back. I am actually 37 minutes into a 70-minute run. It is very foggy, 47 degrees overnight, a lot cooler than it has been. Much cooler than it was the day of the race, obviously. Quick follow-up on the race. By the way, I'm wearing a long-sleeve shirt today. The neck is a little floppy. I am working on a windscreen for the mic. Got it on it. Hopefully we're not bouncing. I think I got it the way I need it. But the audio quality is not good. I apologize for that. We'll continue to tweak it. Your patience is appreciated. I'm on a secondary road at the moment. If you hear a little bit of car noise, another 3 minutes or so we'll be off of this road. Race update. There were 140 some people in the race. I came in 12th, so very, very pleased. The course, that was overall. I came in second in my age group, 36 to 45. I'm 45. So I beat some old young whippersnappers, I guess. But anyway, ran 23:01. That's about a 7:25 average, which for me is good. I know that's by no means fast, but for me that's good. Course, very hilly. It was warm. 2 miles, I felt like stopping. A few races I have felt like it, but I told myself, you know, I got 6 minutes, I can do this. That's about 2.5 miles, and somehow I was able to tough it out, which is a metaphor for life, I guess. Wasn't thinking about it at the time, but you know, life gets tough. What do? You keep going, you don't quit. You might be facing something difficult today. Getting out and running may be a real challenge due to some physical problems, due to some timing issues, a lot of things may limit you. But I want to remind you, get out there and run if you can. It took you a long time. If you're out of shape, it's going to take you a while to get back in. Give yourself time. I'll be giving you a short history of my running life in the weeks ahead. I'll probably do 3 parts. My running life, my not running life, my running life. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. One update, too, on the race. My second mile split was 14:40, not 15:40, as I previously stated. So, I lost about 10 seconds a mile on average from the beginning to the end. But again, I didn't run. I ran good. I just think the heat and hills took it out. But hey, there's always another race, right? And hey, I enjoyed it. Enjoy seeing those kids run. And glad I was able to share a little bit about that with you. Some people don't like to race. That's okay. You might be one of those, and that's fine. Hey, if you're getting up and running every day, or 3 days a week, going to the gym, or riding a bike, walking, if you're getting up and moving, remember, you're better off than a lot of people. And you're doing more for your health than a lot of people. I say keep going, man. Hang in there. Great. Don't let anybody discourage you. But you might be facing difficulties in life. The race is almost a metaphor. The race is a metaphor for that as well. Running might be the easiest thing you're doing right now, with the way the economy is. Maybe you're having trouble with the kids. Maybe you're having trouble with work. Maybe you don't work because you don't have a job. Listen, this too shall pass. And I want to encourage you to hang in there, no matter what you're facing. Okay? Don't give
give up. Hang in there. All right, that's enough of my pat on the back, kicking the butt. Let's get going. Lecture. Just some really quick notes as we wind up this episode. Website. I've updated it. Got the first episode out, of course. Links. If you click on the header, episode 1, you go to the North Carolina Marathon website, for instance. I'll do the same with this episode. Remember, the main header in a post always takes you to somewhere about that post or what the post is describing. I gotta get a drink of water. Anyway, I updated the post. I tell you, it helps if you can stop and drink water at the race. I actually didn't stop enough, almost got strangled, but anyway, I've got pictures. I'm gonna keep a slideshow on the left hand side of 20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Right now I got pictures from the marathon that I took, just a handful. Same for the race that we're talking about today. Hope you enjoy those. It's on the blog. The live feed is there, top of the page. If you want to subscribe, if you can't go to iTunes and find it yet, 20 minute run, know that it's been approved, the feed. I got 5 days, that was last night. Today's Tuesday. That means that we should have something out there by Sunday, hopefully. Check back by Monday at the latest. Subscribe to it. Put it in your iPod, your iPhone, your MP3 player, whatever. I apologize that I lost 7 minutes of the first podcast. I was thrilled to have the thing up, but I don't mind, I guess, live, that when I loaded it, I didn't notice there's about 7 minutes missing, including the closing music and credits. I won't let that happen again, Lord willing. Website, check back regularly. You can also subscribe to the post. If you'll go to the player at the top, I believe it's menu or open, a little box in the right-hand bottom corner. If you'll click that, it'll open and you can see syndicated feed there. You can subscribe as well. So, website, go there, play with it. Most important thing you can do there, I think, is listen to the show, subscribe in some form, and send me an email at 20minuterunner@gmail.com. You can also respond to the comments in the posts at Blogger. I would appreciate that. Listen, my hat goes off Matt, at Run Digger Run. I've never talked to Matt, but I emailed him several times. He's mentioned my blog on his show. Matt, just want to say thank you. You encouraged me to do this when I asked you about it. And although my effort might be a weak one, I can tell I'm loving it. And it feels great to be a part of the greater running community. And remember, my goal to everyone listening, to you listening, no matter who you are or where you are, I want to encourage you, I want to inspire you. I want you to be lifted up in your training. That is my mission. Plus, I just hope you enjoy running with me, because it feels good to know that you're there. So please, go to the website, respond. Another issue I want to mention very quickly. Don't know what the format of this show is going to take. It may... excuse me, it may ramble from time to time, and that's not my goal. My goal is that to be able to have at least one or two main substantive points and address those and sprinkle in some stuff about me from time to time. Not because you want to learn about me, but maybe you do want to know who's this little 5'4" scrawny guy that thinks he's got something worth saying. Well, I think I got something worth saying, but you know what? I think you got something worth saying. You might not do it by podcast, but you can write it down, you can blog it, you can do poetry, maybe you express yourself in music. Hey, whoever you are, whatever you do, you just do it to the best of your ability. And I'm on a secondary road, you can hear the traffic sort of loud. So, but I want to encourage you to do it. So I did want to mention to you, race update. I wanted to mention to you how important the blog is, and subscribing, and emailing and responding. And then, I just wanted to say thank you to Matt and all the other podcasters who've encouraged me. And talk about what format the show may take. Let me talk about things funny. Let me talk about things sad. Every running episode will not be about running. Well, it will be, but not exclusively. Just depends. Cars. That's the only thing about running on a secondary road. You have to deal with traffic. But we'll cover topics of interest, I hope. Listen, it's a great day for a run. I'm going to finish this thing up. I've got about 20 minutes left. Feel good. My left leg's a little sore from the race. I took off Monday, trying to recover a little bit. I'm feeling good, strong. I hope you are. So we're going to wind this run up, going about 70 minutes. And I don't think I've told you, but I only run by distance in races. The rest of the time, it's time. My body doesn't know. I know I'm going 7 miles, but maybe 6.8. It very well could be 7.6. I don't know. And I don't care. I know my effort. And you know your effort. If you run by time, more power to you. If you run by distance, more power to you. Main thing is just get out there and run. So I'm going to wind this up. I'm going to go home, get Odie. I like to cool off walking him. He's my miniature schnauzer. Odie will be 7 years old in May. And he would die for my wife. I think he would for me. Every dog is a lot smaller than him in his eyes. And I think that's a pretty good approach to life, as long as you don't get full of yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously. Lord knows I don't take myself too seriously. All right, we're going to wind it up. Hope you have a great week. One quick thing, I won't be back for 10 days. That will be where I will not be able to get a podcast on episode 3. I could fool myself and do it before then, but got some things going on, I don't see it happening. But hang in there. By the time you get to episode 3, we'll be on iTunes and everything will be good to go. But I really, really appreciate you listening. I need to hear from you. Comments, emails, questions. Email me some comments and questions. Hope your running's going great. And I'm going to close today by sharing some tests. Remember, this is only a test. Have a great week, everybody. See ya.
This is with the microphone more or less to my left, pointed diagonally toward my neck. if my neck were a clock and the back of my and my tag on my shirt was 12 o'clock, this would be about four o'clock, something like that. This is to the left, virtually over the top of the mic. This is in the middle. This is to the right. Now, this is a new angle. This is actually wearing the microphone pointing towards my head in a cap. I don't think I like this as much. It's pretty unsightly. I look like an alien or something, and I'd have to wear a hat every time I recorded any for the podcast. So don't think that's gonna work either. We'll try. Well, I mean, we'll see. All right. All right, here we go again with the mic on the left side of my neck at 4 o'clock. It's doing a little funky something, but I think it's just a matter of not being so self-conscious about it. The microphone is small, but I'm conscious of it being there as far as when I move or when I run. But I think the deal on the hat is definitely not going to work. But I think on the neck, maybe 4 o'clock, that may work. We will see. We'll see how it works out. Hopefully this is going to be it. I just need to get used to having the thing on. It's a lot different from holding the thing in my hand. So, hopefully that's going to work. But we shall give it a shot. Wraps up another episode. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. While you're there, leave a comment and take this week's running survey. Go to my profile link and send me an email at 20minuterunner@gmail.com. You can also find information about items mentioned in all of the 20 Minute Runner episodes at the blog in the show notes. The track used at the opening and closing of the 20 Minute Runner podcast is the title cut from the album Point of No Return by Roger Subirana. Check out Roger's music and more at jamendo.com. All music featured in this podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. It's been great sharing with you this week, and I look forward to running with you next time. I trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.